adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff is getting closer.
This way, Pancho. Follow.
The Cisco Tip. The Cisco Kid in our gripping story, Killers at Large. In the early days of the West, Sage City was a brawling, lawless town that gave shelter to cattle rustlers and criminals of all types. For years, it was an axiom that if you wanted to find a particular outlaw, look for him in Sage City. Naturally, too, the outlying, law-abiding communities felt the repercussions from this criminal element. As our story opens, two hard-looking men are riding through the little settlement of Pineville, some 10 miles distant from Sage City.
Not a cafe in the blasted place, and me hungry as a bear.
I'm hungry myself, Todd. Let's stop at this next cabin and get us some grub.
Good idea, Mike. Yeah. Some pretty good-looking cattle out on that range behind the cabin.
Yeah, not many of them, but they're good and fat. We better keep this place in mind, Todd.
We sure will. Well,
I don't know whether there's anybody at home or not.
There's a woman in the cabin. I just saw her pass by the window.
Come on, we'll walk right on in. Hey, ma'am, how's chances of getting something to eat?
Well, I ain't used to having strangers walk right into my house.
Never mind that. Rustle us up some grub. We're hungry.
Well, I would have if you'd have come here polite, but now I most certainly won't.
All right, then we'll take it. There's a loaf of bread and some cheese over that table, Mike. We'll take that.
I'll get it, Todd.
Oh, no, you won't. You won't touch that food.
Get out of my way.
Oh, John! John, these ruffians walked right in here and they're taking our food.
Well, they won't take it.
Let him have it, Mike.
I sure will. Come on, Todd. I got the grub. Let's get out of here.
Cisco.
Hey, Pancho.
Do not tell Pancho where we go.
Amigo, today we are not going anywhere in particular.
Nowhere in particular.
We're just going to ride as the spirit moves us.
Uh-huh.
You want to ride north? We will ride north.
We ride north.
You want to ride south? We will ride south.
West or east too, no?
Si. Uh-huh. Well, at the moment, I think I will stop at that spring for a cool drink of water.
Pancho drink cool water too.
Good,
cool, cool water.
All right. You first, Chico.
You first, Chico.
Well, others wish to drink at the spring.
All right, you. Out of our way. We're in a hurry.
Yeah, move, hombre.
One moment, señores. Cannot say I care for your manner.
Oh, you don't.
He don't care for our manner, Mike. Now, what do you know about that?
Get out of my way.
Do not push back, hombre. And back to push your eye back.
That settles it. Since you two are looking for trouble, you can have trouble.
Come on, Todd, rush it.
Yeah. Pancho, help you, Cisco.
You can help me best, amigo, by keeping out of the way until I dispose of this one. And now this one.
Yeah. Hombre, stand on the street, Cisco. And Pancho, buddy, hombre, in the stomach with the head. Hombre, sit down quick, Cisco.
Bueno. Next time, perhaps these two will remember their manners. Let us have our drink of water, Pancho, and then we will ride on.
Pancho sleepy after the big fight, Cisco.
I do not wonder, Pancho. You fought a very fine fight.
No matter.
But let us ride through this little town, and then we will look for a place to make camp.
See, and then Pancho had the siesta. Oh, Senor, we're not at the cabin, Cisco.
Ah, si.
Hey, stranger, could you help me, please?
Si, senora. This way, there.
Pancho. Yes, well, we'll help you, senora. The senor looks scared, Cisco.
And there's no doubt of that, Chico. Hold there.
Tell him I wanted to come here right away and send him a husband.
Si, senora.
Your husband is ill?
He was shot down a few minutes ago by a couple of two-legged coyotes. Don't hurry, will you, please?
Pancho, ride for the doctor,
you do that, Pancho. I will help the senora if I can.
Go for the doctor.
Come, let us have a look at the senora. I know something about gunshot wounds, senora.
Well, then come in.
Here.
Johnson, Pancho, I don't know, but what may be here?
I will turn down these blankets, if I may. Yes, senor, these are bad wounds, but I do not think they will be fatal.
I pray they won't.
Senor's pulse is quite strong, considering. His wounds seem to be fresh wounds. I will cover him again so that he will keep warm.
But what will we do?
You have a clean pad of cloth. Get it for me, please, senor.
Yes, I have.
Tell me about the hombres who shot the senor.
Well, they just walked right in the house and demanded food. When John came in, they just shot him down.
Were they both wearing black sombreros, senora?
Yes, sir.
And one of them had a red and white polka dot kerchief around his neck?
Well, he's the one that shot my husband. Here. This cloth is fan clean, stranger.
Gracias.
Doctor, come right away, Chico.
Bueno, Pancho. Senora, we met those two hombres. We'll start up after them as soon as the doctor gets here, and I give you my word we will meet them again.
I'd sure like to go back after them two mavericks with rifles, Mike.
Not me.
Why not?
Didn't you hear what the fat one called the big one? Called him Cisco. That means the Cisco Kid.
Well, what of it? I ain't scared of the Cisco Kid, or a dozen more just like him.
And you don't know much about him. Bar none, Cisco is the toughest hombre in the whole West, even if he don't act like it. Now we're back in Sage City, we better lie low till that shooting blows over.
We could round up a gang of the boys and dry gulch him.
I'm letting well enough alone. Here's Blaine Billings' place. We can hide out of him.
Well, maybe you're right, Mike.
I know I'm right. There's Blaine over near the corral.
He ought to hide us out, all right. He got rich off the cattle we've rustled for him.
Howdy, Blaine.
Howdy.
Howdy, boy. What can I do for you?
You can hide us out for a few days.
Get yourself into trouble, huh?
It could be trouble.
Well, that's none of my business. I'll hide you out for $20 a day. A peach.
What?
$20 a day.
Why, you robber, Billy.
Easy now. None of that.
Nothing doing. Maybe Cisco won't find out about that shooting.
Cisco? Cisco Kid?
Yeah.
Well, that's different. I hate every hair of that hombre's head. If you got into trouble with him, I'll hide you out for nothing. I've got a little room fitted up in the barn loft. After you turn your horses into corral, you can go up there. Cisco Kid, we'll see.
Not can follow the tracks no more, Cisco. Not here in Sage City.
No, we cannot, Pancho. Too many other tracks have been made since those two hombres rode this way.
And how we find these hombres?
I do not, Chico. I do not know. Let us stop for a moment in the shade of these cottonwoods. Oh, they have a
hole. Oh, look, we look in the cafes, Chico?
See, we might look in the cafes, but let us do a little bit of reasoning, Pancho.
Yeah?
The chances are those hombres are cattle rustlers.
Cattle rustlers.
And if so, they would be likely to hang out at Blaine Billings' rancho.
Their name's Charlie Mike, Chico. Pancho, did he?
See. He's Blaine Billings is a shrewd and crafty buyer of stolen cattle.
No.
2 years ago, I helped to bring that hombre to court where he was fined a great deal of money.
He not like you for that, huh?
No, but that makes no difference.
No difference.
His rancho is just a little way down the road, Pancho. Mm-hmm. We will go there first. Up there,
come. Oh, we'll go there first. It's a tough time, Cisco. Tough hombres on the street.
Yeah.
It's tough with them big Maria tortillas.
I would not be surprised, Pancho. Although that would have to be very tough. Here is Billings' Fred, and there is Billings himself.
Oh, now.
Perhaps you remember me, Billings.
Perhaps you might remember Pancho.
What do you want here, Cisco?
I'm looking for two hombres. They are called Todd and Mike. Are they here?
Never heard of them.
Are you sure?
Look, you two ain't welcome here. Now get going.
Pancho, better get the bullwhip, Cisco.
Never mind the bullwhip, Pancho.
Uh-huh.
Billings, you lie. I see their horses over in that corral.
Hey, boys! Hold over here!
Poor hombres, Cisco. They look tough.
All right, Cisco. Now, what are you going to do about them horses?
I'm going to look around this place of yours, hombre.
How about it, boys?
Go ahead and talk.
That is just what I'm going to do. All right, you mavericks. Which one of you wants to draw first? Well, go ahead. I'm waiting. None of you, it seems. Very well. Then move out of my way. And the first hombre who tries to stop me will find himself in trouble. I said move out of my way.
Disco, you're talking mighty big. Just how long do you think you'll get away with this?
I seem to be getting away with it right now, hombre.
Si, hombre. Disco get away with it. You not worry.
Boys, you're going to let Cisco get away with this?
Your gang does not seem to be as brave as you are, hombre.
They not say nothing, Cisco. They go away now.
Si, they do. Well, Billings, seems to be up to you. You're going to do. I'm waiting.
Cisco, I've been waiting for this. This is what I'm going to do.
Bueno, Cisco. And that gun not do the hombre no good now.
Keep my gun out of my hand, will you?
Si, I did, hombre. The next time, my aim may not be as accurate.
Hey, hombre, the next time, Cisco maybe miss the gun and get you.
All right, Billings, be on your way.
Sure, Cisco. But I ain't going far. You and me's going to meet again, soon.
Cisco made the hombre back down, no?
Si, Pancho, for the time being.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you see those footprints leading into the barn?
Yes, yes, ma'am.
Come, Pancho. I think the hombres we want are in there.
Cisco, be careful. Billings' hombre may come back.
Yeah, that is possible. Pancho, you stay here by the door of the barn.
Mm-hmm.
Just in case we have trouble. Get your gun ready.
Yes, Cisco.
I'm going up that ladder into the loft.
Oh, no, you ain't.
Look out, Cisco. I'm going to come down, sir.
I'm finishing you right now, Cisco.
That's not my idea. Hombre.
Cisco, the other one may come down the ladder. He run out the door, Cisco.
Let him go, Pancho. We will get him later. Now we will see about this finishing, hombre.
Oh.
You want to fight some more?
No. That's enough, Cisco. I quit.
Very well. Hold out your hands. I'm going to tie them.
What for? Where are we going?
I'm taking you back to Pineville to face a charge of shooting to kill.
How far do you think you'll get?
Cisco, the other hombre going to get the Billings gang, no?
That's right, he will. Go on. Try to take me back to Pineville, Cisco. Just try to take me there.
Pancho, have your guns ready. Use them if necessary. Because we are going to take this bandito all the way.
But with the outlaw Mike rounding up the Billings gang, Cisco is in for plenty of trouble. In just a moment, we'll return to the Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid in our gripping story, Killers at Large. In the stable of Blaine Billings, buyer of Russell cattle, Cisco came to grips with the two outlaws who, back in the town of Pineville, 10 miles distant, had shot down John Ames. Cisco captured one of the outlaws and tied him, but the other got away. Meanwhile, out in the ranch yard, some of Billings' tough-looking rustlers were gathering.
Now... If you think those hombres will let you take me back to Pineville, you'd better think again, Cisco.
We will see about that.
Cisco, get you there, hombre. Not you worry.
Pancho, keep your gun at this hombre's back.
Hey, Cisco. What do you do, Cisco?
Stay right here, Pancho. Yo, Billings.
I'm warning you, Cisco. You're going too far.
Tell one of your men to rope that coyote's horse and saddle him.
What?
You heard what I said, and quickly.
Sure. Right away, Cisco. Right away.
Billings, you are asking for just what you are going to get.
Well, Cisco, knock him down again.
Why, you...
Get up on your face. Give that order now, Billings.
All right, easy. Joe, rope and saddle that pinto. All right.
Pancho.
Yes, Cisco.
Bring that hombre out here.
Yes. Rope ahead of Pancho, hombre.
Hurry up with that horse.
Hey, you ain't going to get away with this, Cisco.
That remains to be seen. Diablo.
Lobo, get to Pancho.
Now, you hombres, quieto. I'm taking these buzzards back to Pineville. Remember this. My bullet can reach him before any bullet of yours can reach me. If you do not believe it, watch that splinter sticking up out of that corral post. Watch it closely. Keep that in mind.
Here's the pinto, Cisco.
Hey, you, get up on that horse.
Boy, thunder,
get up there.
They are ready, Pancho.
Pancho, ready to it, Cisco.
Right at a walk. Our guns will be drawn. Go on, Diablo.
Yeah. Lobo, at the walk.
Here.
Pancho, look back, Cisco. Hombres not draw the gun.
I do not think they will. Just yet, Chico. Make no mistake. If before we get to Pineville, there is going to be shooting and plenty of it.
Was hiding over at Blaine Billings' spread.
Yeah, heard you was, Mike. What happened?
That blasted Cisco kid come riding right in and took Todd off. Cisco's taking him to Pineville.
What happened to Blaine and the hombres of his? Didn't they put up no fight?
Fight? Cisco's got him buffaloed. Had a set to with Blaine and shot the gun right out of Blaine's hand.
Oh.
Looks like to me Cisco's got Blaine plumb scared. Now, some of you boys work for Blaine. I understand your boss is yellow. But I can't get no help from him. Thing is, Cisco and his partner's getting too big for their boots. We let him get away with this year town won't never be safe for us again. Now, what do you say? We gonna let him get away with it?
Boys, looks like we gotta take some action. The Billings has gone yellow on us. We better take things in our own hands.
That's all right, I thought. That's the way. Let's sit down and make a plan now.
We don't need no plan. Come on, men. Let's get going with Mike here right now.
No. Wait just a minute. We can't just write him down or Cisco will get caught. I tell you, we got to talk this over and make a plan. And then we'll get Cisco.
Wait a moment, Pancho. Here's where the trail splits.
Which go where, Cisco?
I believe they both end up in Pineville.
Pancho, think we're not far from Pineville now, Cisco?
We're several miles from there yet. That trail is the one that has traveled the most. So I think we will take this one, amigo.
Oh, riders come, Cisco.
Hey, many of them. Up this trail quickly. Come on, up the other. Come on.
Hey, wait a minute. My cinch is loose.
That trick will not work, homie. Get your horse up this trail.
All right. Get up.
Get up. This is far enough. Stop by these boulders. Oh, they have a hole.
Now,
if they come up this trail, be ready for them, Pancho.
Yeah, Pancho, ready. And Pancho, get the old bullwhip.
Never mind the bullwhip. Get your gun.
Oh, I can't get the gun. Not gonna hit nothing with the gun, though.
Get up.
All right, now then. Which trail did they take?
Pancho, hope they're not gonna leave the sign good.
Get up, Pancho.
Yeah, I reckon they take the main trail, boys. Come on now. Come on.
Get it, man.
Not get us then, Cisco. Now we get to Pineville.
I hope so. But do not be too sure, Pancho. They may come back along this trail and try to dry gulch you.
Mm-hmm.
But that is the chance we will have to take. Up there, come on.
Go, Logo.
Get out. Get out.
Down below there, Cisco.
I see it, amigo. Right now, I would like to know where that gang of riders is.
You'll find out, Cisco.
You not talk, hombre. Nobody talked to you.
I doubt very much if they rode through the town, and yet I see no dust rising from the other trail. Robert does not like something ahead, Pancho.
Loco doesn't like something neither.
Back up your horse, hombre. So you are directly in front of me.
Count to that bullet come close, Cisco.
Down off your horse, Pancho.
Cisco. We get under cover, no?
No. I have another plan, amigo. They will not shoot down their own man.
Kind of got you now, ain't they, Cisco?
No, they have not. Get up behind you on this horse. See the gun in your ribs. Now, order those hombres to stop shooting. At once.
All right, your boys. Hold it. Cisco's got the drop.
They stopped shooting. What are we doing now, Cisco?
We're going to ride right through the middle of those coyotes, Pancho.
Huh?
We'd better leave Diablo and ride ahead of us.
Yeah.
We'll not shoot you. Tell them, hombre.
Hey, put away the gun, boys. Cisco's got a gun in my back.
And Cisco will use it if he has to.
Come on, Hapka.
Solo. Come, Diablo.
Right through the middle of them.
Roger's hair came up on the end, Cisco.
They will not harm you, Pancho. Just try to appear unconcerned.
Pancho, driver, lay down here. Lay down.
All right, Cisco. Maybe you're getting away with this, but not for long.
There you are. The other bandito.
Oh.
I'm coming after your next, hombre.
Cisco. It's the sheriff of the posse.
Come on, boys. Let's get out of here.
Pancho, explain to the sheriff. I'm going after that other bandito.
Thunder, what's all this?
Pancho, you tell the sheriff. Right now, I have no time to explain. Circle back.
No,
you are the one who shot down Senor Ames, aren't you?
No, not me.
You lie, bandito, on the word of the senora. And I will knock that lie back into your teeth.
Knock the teeth back into the bandito.
All right, that's enough. No more, Cisco.
Then stand up. I'll take those guns from you.
Well, by thunder. Me and the posse was out looking for those two hombres, Cisco. Here we have them dropped right from the left.
From now on, they are your responsibility, Senor Sheriff. The senora will identify these two for you.
Yes, he tells you, Sheriff.
One of you boys go tell Matilda we're riding into town. John's better now, so she can leave him.
I'll go, Sheriff.
Yeah. It's the easiest arrest I ever made. Looks to me, Cisco, as if you're a good man to have around.
Well, I'm very happy to learn the senora is going to get better, senora.
Pancho, happy too.
Yes, the doctor says John will get better. I can't even begin to thank you and Pancho enough.
Oh, you have nothing to thank us for, senora?
Nothing, senora.
Well, I do, just to say.
Pancho, what are you sniffing that way for?
Me? Pancho doesn't know he's sniffing, Cisco.
Well, he's got his nose pointed right toward the kitchen, Cisco.
Si, senora. That is usually the way his nose is pointed.
Pancho smells something good, Cisco.
Pancho, that is not polite to sniff so.
But Pancho not sniff, Cisco. Just Pancho's nose must sniff. Pancho not help with Pancho's nose sniff.
Oh, I see. Well, you didn't give me time, Pancho. I was going to say that I'm cooking up a big meal for you and Cisco.
Well, that is very kind of you, senora, but there is no need for you to go to all that trouble.
No, Cisco, not tell the senora that.
Well, that's the way I like to hear anybody talk, Pancho, and we'll sit down and eat after I give you a good big hug. Go.
Gracias, senora. That hug was really a hug.
Oh, I tell you, I got good muscle, Cisco. And now you, Pancho.
No. Oh, gracias, senora. In Pancho can stare that very busy, no? Cisco.
Si, Pancho.
Oh, Cisco.
What is the matter, Pancho?
Pancho eats so much of a big meal, Pancho, that can hardly ride loco.
Well, that is what you get for eating so much, Chico.
Yeah, the senora cooked good, Chico.
Yes, she's a wonderful cook, Pancho.
Wonderful.
But it is good that you are not married.
Good, Pancho, not married?
Yes, si. With that appetite of yours, your wife would have to be in the kitchen all the time.
See, but, Cisco.
Yeah?
Maybe that's why Big Maria not say she marry Pancho.
Big Maria?
No.
Did you ever ask her to marry you, Chico?
Yeah. One time Pancho asked Big Maria to marry Pancho.
Oh, when was that?
Oh, long, long time ago, Chico.
Well, tell me about it.
When Pancho goes to Big Maria for a big meal.
For a big meal, see?
And Big Maria cook up a big meal herself. And Pancho eat meat.
I can believe that.
Big Maria's eyes get wider and wider.
I can also believe that, Pancho.
Well, after the big meal, Pancho feels good and happy.
See?
In Pancho's day. Big Maria, what Pancho got to do so you marry Pancho?
You said what would you have to do so she would marry you?
See, what Pancho got to do?
And what did Big Maria say to that?
She looked at the empty dishes on the table and she said, what Pancho got to do And Poncho, you got to give me chloroform.
Oh, Poncho.
Oh, if you go.
So ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid. Another thrilling adventure of the Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather. Poncho by Harry Lang.